So from time to time, we like to take a look at one of the 60 or so one another commands in the Bible. In the New Testament, there's about 60 commands given to us. They're called the one another commands because it's things that we're told to do one to another. They're given to Christians so that we can know how to properly relate to each other in the church, so that we can be built up and others can be built up and the church can thrive in the love of God. Now, most of these, the vast majority of them, are positive commands, things we should do for one another, meaning they give us practical instruction on the good things to do. But there are a handful of negative one another commands as well, things we should not do to one another. And I'd like us to look at one of those today. We find it in Galatians 15, "But if you bite and devour one another, watch out, or you will be consumed by one another." So very simple, don't bite and devour one another. Now, Paul was writing to a particular church. They were dealing with a lot of issues. They were dealing with false teachings, like a lot of the churches in the New Testament were. They were dealing with, you know, factions within the church. There was a lot of issues going on. But when he talks about this biting and devouring, I think we all know what he means. It can include unkindness or harming or exploiting one another's, not getting along. And Paul was writing to a church whose love and unity had broken down, but it wasn't too late. And so he wrote this letter to try to help them shore things up and to once again walk in Christian love towards one another. And the problem was, as Paul pointed out in Galatians 5:16, that a lot of the people were not walking by the Spirit who was living within them, but were living in the desires of the flesh, he said. And so putting self first. And you know, it's natural for our human hearts to head in this direction, and that's why we need a new heart. We need a new mind. That's why Jesus says, hey, when you're saved, not only do I change your eternity, I'm also going to change you. I'm going to give you my heart and my mind, my perspective, my character and nature as we're conformed into the image of Jesus. But even as born-again Christians, we're reminded that we are called to kindness and unity and getting along one with another. And you know, some of us are a little bit more quick to slice with our words and our attitudes. And Paul just gives us this warning here that if we indulge in that aspect of our sin nature, which is natural, well, he says, listen, that's going to consume us in the end. It's going to destroy our testimony. It's going to stifle spiritual growth in our lives. And as Paul indicates here, it could even destroy a local church. And so he gave this careful warning to them. And so we want to be people who are looking at all of the one another's and practicing them in whatever ways we can. So how can I practice obedience to this command? Well, first, I remind myself I need to make it a habit of filtering my attitudes and my words through the grace of God and through the word of God, to remember that we're commanded to, in a proverbial sense, greet one another with a holy kiss, not a huffy bite, right? And so, you know, we talked about, this was like, I think the first one another command we talked about, greet one another. And in the time of the first century, in that culture, he said, greet one another with a holy kiss. Now that was men with men, ladies with ladies, giving a kiss on the cheek. That's something we don't do in the 20th and 21st century American culture. But we can think of this sort of devotionally. When I go to interact with other Christians, I'm supposed to greet them, not bite them. I'm supposed to show them affection, not aggression. And then Paul gives us a practical way for how we can avoid devouring one another. Just above verse 15, he says this in verses 13 and 14. "For you and me, you were called to be free, brothers and sisters. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh," which he describes later as biting and devouring. He says, "but serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, love your neighbor as yourself." And so Paul is telling us that as I serve others, then love grows in my heart towards them, and annoyance or bitterness or resentment or whatever else that might be natural but is not Christian, well, then those things are not given opportunity to grow. And so as I read this one another command about biting and devouring, and I want to step towards God in obedience, one thing I can do is keep my thoughts in check. And the second is to try to find ways, even very small ways, to serve the brothers and sisters around me. And as we do that, we will not be consumed, but we will continue to thrive in God's plan for us individually and corporately. So the one another's, they're just such a great list of practical things that God gives us so that we can continually be built up ourselves and be part of building up others.